So welcome back to Carbon Neutral University's Climate Change Communication Workshop with George Marshall. And I've got with me Nick Nutgens, who's part of Carbon Neutral University. So Nick, can you just tell us a little bit about who Carbon Neutral University are, what you do and why you do it?
Okay, it's Carbon Neutral University is a campaigning group at the University of Sheffield, which was started about 3 years ago, almost exactly 3 years ago, by a group of postgraduate students. And has become a much bigger thing. And its aim, our aim, is to support the University of Sheffield to become carbon neutral. And we've set a rather ambitious target of aiming to do that, encouraging them, the university, to go for achieving that by 2025.
Okay, so what's carbon neutral mean in practical terms?
Well, what it means in practical terms is that obviously, with all the buildings that the university has got, there are going to be carbon emissions and all of the activities that are carried out, including the laboratories. But there would be some way that those carbon emissions would be A, minimised, and B, where they can't be minimised, they would be offset in other ways. So it's quite a big technical challenge, but that's the challenge that we're all facing these days.
And why the university in particular? Is that because you're part of the university? And
well, I happen to be doing a part-time PhD here, but the thinking behind it is that the universities are incredibly influential. As it happens, we have really high-level, internationally ranked research taking place within this university itself. But there's a kind of curious disconnect that sometimes takes place. So all this research can be happening, supported by people at high levels in the university, but somehow it doesn't actually connect through to the way that the organisation itself is run. So we think that universities are very well placed to be models of what an organisation can be like if it aims to be carbon neutral. On top of that, they're very influential places because there are thousands of students that come through every year. There's lots of members of the public that come in and out. They're internationally networked. They play a big role in the city, region, locally, in the economy. So if the universities decide to model this, it could have a huge impact.
You mentioned earlier about what Carbon Neutral University do, but why did you initially set it up?
Why did the group initially set it up? Yeah. Well, they set it up because they felt that the University of Sheffield could be a bit further ahead than it was. And there's an ambition within the universities across the country to lower their carbon emissions. But other universities are a little bit further ahead of us than that. So, for example, University of Edinburgh has set a target which is a bit less ambitious. It's 2040. But the university is committed to achieving that target. Whereas University of Sheffield, we haven't quite got to that point yet.
And in the context of the workshop tonight about climate change and communication, what type of group of people would this workshop be aimed at?
Well, I think that's a bit of an open question as we go into the workshop. George Marshall, who's coming to speak, has worked with different types of groups. I know that he's been particularly interested in talking to people who might call themselves conservatives with a small c or conservatives with a bigger c, people who might on the face of it not be enthusiastic about taking action on climate change. And he's been very interested in why that might be and what would help people talk about it. Because climate change tends to be perceived sometimes as a kind of environmentalist issue or perhaps something even on the left. Whereas in fact, it's a problem that affects every human being. It doesn't matter where we come from, what we believe, what party we're in, it affects us all. So George Marshall's been really thinking about that talking to different people. And I think in terms of ourselves, we all have challenges. You know, I think, you know, as I say, even within this university, there's sometimes a challenge with one department, finding a way to talk to another. But, you know, there's challenges in our families. You know, we've got brothers and sisters who don't seem to take it on board very much, or employers or bosses or employees or whoever we work with. So I think that it's a wide open question. How do we talk to different people in ways that they can understand and respond to without feeling put on the spot, threatened, etc.?
Yeah. And has CNU got any plans for the future?
We don't sort of have a long-term master plan because we're a small campaigning group within the university. But we go with people's enthusiasms. So this event is happening because one person, Kathy Aston, said, let's get George Marshall in. And so she's made it happen, which is absolutely fantastic. We have a number of ongoing things. We're working on a video, which we hope will become part of the standard training for staff and students that they'll be asked to at least watch every year, a short video about cutting carbon emissions and recycling and things like that. And we have our ongoing projects too. In fact, we're about to produce a report from a a small conference we ran last year about systemic change. How can we change the system of the university? A group of us are just getting to the final editing stages of that. So we have a number of different things going on. And then apart from all of that, we have the Christmas social coming up.
Okay, and how would we contact Carbon Neutral University?
You will find Carbon Neutral University. It's actually Carbon Neutral University Network, CNUN. If you put that in, into a search engine, you'll find it quite easily. University of Sheffield, our visions on there, our mission, interesting documents. And I would also say one of the other things that we've done, I think, very well is we've run a number of events with really, really great speakers. And we have the videos of those events, people like Kevin Anderson and Tim Berners-Lee. Those videos are on our website if you want to look at them and learn a bit more about what all this is about.
Okay. Well, for the moment, Nick Nutchins, thank you very much for taking part. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's all from me and Nick Nutchins. It's Alistair Dempster for Sounds About Right.